大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要一起来聊聊盗版光碟的危害，告诉你怎么说一见如故，还要看看美国受欢迎的以旧换新行业。
Pirated DVDs can really harm the movie industry. A good movie can take years and millions of dollars to finish. We should really respect the artist by buying legal copies.
Plus, with the availability of digital versions today, the originals are actually quite affordable.
True. All right, let's go ahead and start our class.
好，我们先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
primary. Primary is spelled P-R-I-M-A-R-Y. Primary.
Primary, 主要的。美国的最新调查数字显示
A record 4 out of 10 households have mothers as the sole or primary source of income in the family.
在美国，每十个家庭里就有四个家庭的唯一或者是主要收入来源是母亲工作赚来的，是美国历史上的最高水平。美国人呢偏爱橄榄油，一项最新的民意调查发现
According to 80% of the survey's respondents, flavor is the primary reason for people to select olive oil over other oils.
80%的被调查对象都说喜欢橄榄油的味道是因为在各种食用油中更愿意选择橄榄油的主要原因。好的，今天我们学习的词是
primary, primary, primary.
I can't really taste the difference between different kinds of cooking oil. I choose to use olive oil mostly for health reasons.
Well, that's because you are not a gourmet chef. Like me.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, okay. Olive oil is indeed a lot healthier compared to other kinds of cooking oil. I think I read somewhere that eating olive oil will lower your risk of heart disease and cholesterol levels.
Yep. Society has become a lot more health conscious these days.Remember the New York City school's ban on sugary drinks? What's your thought on that?
I mean, I'm pretty much on the sidelines. I don't think the government should limit people's choices on food, but at the same time, better education would help people make healthier food choices.
没错，你刚才呢还提到了一个词儿 on the sidelines. Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
现在播送美国习惯用语第849讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson.
我妈妈和我妹妹昨天又吵了起来。妹妹说，老妈看她哪里都不顺眼，而老妈却说妹妹从来不听话。我知道，他们都想拉我帮忙，不过我可没那么傻，绝不搅和进去。用我们今天要学的习惯用语来形容这种情况恰如其分，那就是
On the sidelines. Sidelines is spelled S-I-D-E-L-I-N-E-S. On the sidelines.
对体育感兴趣的人都知道 sidelines 就是中文里说的边线，站在边线以外就是不参与比赛，在一旁观战的意思。我妈跟我妹妹吵架，把我夹在中间，他们两个我谁也不想得罪，所以只好 stay on the sidelines, 在一边观战。换成你是不是也会这样做呢？在下面这个例子中，一份报纸的读者为什么不愿意待在边线以外呢？让我们一起来听听。
The owner of our newspaper said he may have to end production. That caused a lot of us readers to form a coalition.Our goal is to persuade management that the publication can and should be saved. We realize how critical it is to get involved right now and not sit on the sidelines.
报社老板说，他可能不得不停办报纸。很多跟我一样的读者因此组成了一个联盟。我们的目标是说服报社的管理层一定要保住这份报纸。我们都知道，这种时候不能再袖手旁观，必须要参与进来。
确实，由于经济衰退和读者群的流失，现在美国很多报纸都深陷困境，有的宣告破产，有的被迫减少版面，还有的逐渐向电子版过渡。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
The owner of our newspaper said he may have to end production. That caused a lot of us readers to form a coalition. Our goal is to persuade management that the publication can and should be saved. We realize how critical it is to get involved right now and not sit on the sidelines.
You 喜欢喝可乐、雪碧吗？学校里应不应该安装这类饮料的自动贩卖机呢？让我们一起听听下面例子里这个孩子是怎么说的。
My parents got a letter from the superintendent. She wants to get rid of the soda machines at school. A lot of my friends think it's unfair. Maybe I should be more concerned, but I'm on the sidelines. I'm going to wait and see what happens. Frankly, it's no problem if I have to drink water or juice until I get home.
我父母收到了校长寄来的一封信，他打算撤掉学校里的饮料自动贩卖机。我的很多朋友都觉得这样做不公平，也许我应该关心这样的事，可我偏偏在一旁观望。我倒是想看看结果会是个什么样子。老实说，就算是要等到回家以后才能喝到水和果汁以外的东西，对我来说也没有什么大不了的。
最近很多年轻人在发短信的时候会附上自己十分暴露的照片，这叫做
sexting。
我的邻居觉得这无伤大雅，是时代的产物，可我觉得这太可怕了。我女儿的学校不久前专门就此开会，我是绝对不会 remain on the sidelines， 坚决要求对 sexting 的学生进行惩罚。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
My parents got a letter from the superintendent. She wants to get rid of the soda machines at school. A lot of my friends think it's unfair.Maybe I should be more concerned, but I'm on the sidelines. I'm going to wait and see what happens. Frankly, it's no problem if I have to drink water or juice until I get home.
On the sidelines, 这个习惯用语前面可以用很多动词，包括 be, sit, stay, wait 和 remain. 除此之外，还有另外一种说法叫做
to watch from the sidelines.
站在边线以外观望，比如说开家长会的时候，如果有什么我觉得特别重要的问题
，You will not watch from the sidelines。
没错，我一定不会站在边线以外观望。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time，
我们下次节目再见。
I don't like to be judgmental most of the time, so staying on the sidelines is a good way to avoid trouble.
That's one way of thinking of it, but you can't be silent about everything. If no one voices their opinion, then there wouldn't be any progress in society.
Wow, look at you, Professor. 不过也是，像我们下面要讲的盗版光碟啊，就不能纵容。
Let's listen to today's business etiquette and check it out.
礼节美语。
卡尔一下课看到室友 Benny 买东西回来，好像很兴奋。
Hey Carl, check this out. I just picked up 3 brand new Hollywood movies. They haven't even been released in the theater yet.
You mean they're counterfeit copies?
Sure, they only cost a couple of bucks each.
Yeah, but they're illegal copies.
So, what's the problem?
I just don't think it's right to buy pirated goods. I don't want to sound too judgmental, but I think it's wrong.
原来 Benny 买了三张盗版影碟，都是尚未发行的好莱坞大片。盗版可以说
counterfeit goods，
也可以说
pirated goods.
Carl 说
I don't want to sound too judgmental. J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T-A-L.
意思就是对别人妄加评论，但是 Carl 还是要说买盗版碟是不对的。
But Carl, those Hollywood film companies make millions and millions of dollars. It's not like I'm hurting some poor kid in Africa. These guys are billionaires.
Yes, that's true. But there's a simple rule to find out if something is wrong or not. Ask yourself, what would happen if everyone did what you were doing?
Well...If everyone bought pirated copies, no one would buy originals.
And if that happened, the movie companies would go bankrupt and you'd never be able to enjoy cool new films, right?
I guess so.
Carl 让 Benny 想一想，如果大家都像他那样买盗版，会是什么结果呢？ Benny 承认，那就没人买正品了。正品叫
Original. O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L. Original.
没有人买正品，制片公司就会
Go bankrupt.
破产，那也就没电影看了。Carl 还说
Also, think about the initial investment.When a drug company makes a new medicine, it takes years to test it before they can sell it. If we buy the fake version, the drug company might not have the money to test some newer medicine. Movies are a big investment, too.
But the prices they charge are insane. I could buy 35 pirated DVDs for the price of one original.
Actually, I agree with you there. The movie studios do need to reduce their prices to something more reasonable.But that doesn't change the fact that it's still stealing.
Carl 提醒说，拍电影跟开发新药一样，需要大笔投资。Benny 争辩说，可是正版影碟实在是太贵了。
The prices are insane.
Carl 在这一点上同意他的看法，觉得制片公司需要把价格降低到更合理的价位。
To reduce their prices to something more reasonable.
Carl 是否能说服 Benny 以后不再买盗版了呢？我们下次继续听。
Benny 买回了一些 counterfeit goods, 盗版碟。Carl 说他不想表现得太 judgmental, 对别人妄加评论。但是呢，买盗版碟不对。Benny 说 The price of the originals are insane, 正品的价格太贵了。Carl 对此表示同意，可是呢，还是认为买盗版不对。
Exactly. I won't stand on the sidelines if any of my friends are buying counterfeit goods.Just look at our team. It takes an enormous amount of time just to make a 10-minute video, let alone a 2-hour movie. We need to respect the efforts made by the people at these production studios.
To find out if something is wrong or not, ask yourself, what would happen if everyone did what you're doing? So, Mike, ask yourself, what would happen if everyone acts like you and keeps eating my snacks?
You will finally be skinny?
You evil.
All right, let's keep listening and see if Carl can persuade Benny.
礼节美语
Benny 买了便宜的盗版影碟，他的室友 Carl 觉得这样做无疑于盗窃。Benny 争辩说
Come on, if you steal, it means you hurt someone, right? When I buy fake DVDs, who am I hurting?
Actually, lots of people. Movie and software companies all over the world have lots of employees performing all kinds of jobs. There are designers, lighting people, makeup people, and many, many more. If the company doesn't make money, these people lose their jobs.
买盗版影碟其实会伤害到很多人。另外，盗版影碟的质量也不好。
Besides, isn't the quality of pirated DVDs really terrible?
Some of them are pretty bad.Sometimes you can barely hear the dialogue because the audio is so poor.
Then why not really enjoy the movie by renting a legal copy? You don't usually watch films again anyway. They just sit on your shelf taking up space.
That's true. I have 1,000 of these things lying around. Okay, I can see your point, but originals are still way too expensive.
盗版影碟质量差，有时候连对话都听不清楚。况且一部电影也不会反复的去看，无非就是放在架子上占地儿。Benny 承认
I have 1,000 of these things lying around.
他确实有很多的盗版影碟放在那儿，可他又说正版实在是太贵了。
Originals are way too expensive.
Yes, I agree. But I think that will begin to change soon.Pretty soon, everything will be digital, and you'll be able to go online and cheaply buy a legal copy to download. Prices should start to go down soon.
It's already happened for music. I can now buy single songs online legally for a very cheap price. Before, I had to buy the whole CD, but usually only liked a couple of the songs on it.
Carl 说，用不了多久，电影也会数字化，可以很便宜的合法下载。Benny 表示同意。 因为他现在已经可以上网付费下载单曲，而不用像以前那样买整盘的 CD 了。
Also, don't forget that buying original copies helps pay the salaries of your favorite movie stars. You're a big Jackie Chan fan, right?
Yeah, Jackie Chan is the best. Nobody can do stunts like Chan.
But how can the movie studios pay Jackie Chan millions of dollars to star in the films if everybody buys fake copies of his movies?
Okay, I get it. I'll give up pirated movies. Now, what am I going to do tonight?
Want to play chess?
Sure.
Carl 知道 Benny 是成龙的影迷，他继续劝 Benny 说，如果大家都买盗版，谁还付得起几百万美元请成龙拍电影呢？ Benny 这才终于表示
Okay, I get it. I'll give up pirated movies.
好了，我明白了，以后我再也不买盗版了。
Actually, I think the market for pirated DVDs is going to dry up soon.With everything being digitized these days, you can get an original copy at a very reasonable price.
Yeah, I always buy digital versions of songs on iTunes. It's like 99 cents a song.
Exactly. And with that, you don't have to worry about millions of DVDs taking up space in your house.
没错，好吧，盗版问题就到这里。Now let's go to another learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Trade-in. Trade-in is spelled T-R-A-D-E, trade, and in, I-N, in, trade-in.
Trade-in 是以旧换新的意思。
Apple plans to launch an iPhone trade-in program, encouraging consumers to upgrade to the iPhone 5.
苹果公司计划启动苹果手机以旧换新的项目，以鼓励消费者把旧苹果手机升级到第五代。
An elementary school in California will sponsor a toy gun trade-in program, encouraging kids to swap their toy weapons for a chance to win a new bike.
美国加州的一所小学将组织玩具枪以旧换新的活动，鼓励孩子上缴玩具武器。参加这项活动的孩子都有机会赢得一辆崭新的自行车。好的，今天我们学习的词是
trade-in, trade-in, trade-in.
I'm thinking of getting a new car. Maybe I can trade in my old car.
You can, but you should be careful when dealing with used car salesmen. They're tricksters.
Oh, tell me about it. I can never figure out what they're thinking. They're just really good at playing with your head.
Maybe you need someone smarter to go with you. And me?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. In the next words and idioms, we will learn a phrase that is the opposite of tricksters.
Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson.
这个周末我认识了一位新邻居，当时我只是去拜访他一下，顺便介绍一下自己。可是他非常热情，非要留我在他们家吃饭。结果一顿饭下来，我对他的一切都了如指掌了。用英语来形容，他对我来说就是
An open book. Open is spelled O-P-E-N and book, B-O-O-K. An open book.
这个习惯用语中的形容词 open 是打开的意思， book 是书。An open book 是打开的书。用 open book 来形容一个人，意思就是这个人就像一本打开的书一样，毫不掩饰他的个人情况。美国有一位著名的黑人女诗人叫 Maya Angelou。下面这位读者说 ，Maya Angelou 能取得今天的成就，是因为她独特的生活经历。
Maya Angelou has written about her many challenges since growing up in the 1930s.From being discriminated against by Southern white society to being raped as a child. She's experienced pain that many people might have kept secret. But Ms. Angelou's life has been an open book. Her courage and her insights are inspiring.
Maya Angelou 在她的作品中描述了她在1930年代成长的过程中遭遇的许多挑战。 从南方白人的歧视到小时候被强暴，很多人可能会把这种痛苦的经历埋藏在心底，不愿意让别人知道。但是 Maya Angelou 把自己的经历毫无保留地讲述给大家，她的勇气和见识鼓舞了很多人。
没错，她可以让那些痛苦的经历变成永久的秘密，但是她宁愿通过自己的作品向别人讲述她的历史。我觉得她很了不起。好，我们再听听上面那段话。
Maya Angelou has written about her many challenges since growing up in the 1930s. From being discriminated against by Southern white society to being raped as a child, she's experienced pain that many people might have kept secret. But Ms. Angelou's life has been an open book. Her courage and her insights are inspiring.
前几天我去看车，那个卖车的人别提多讨厌了，油腔滑调不说，而且手段也不太高明，让我一眼就看穿了他的伎俩。而且我知道这种人不能和他打交道，这样的人绝对不能到下面我们要讲的这个公司去申请工作。为什么呢？我们听听这家公司的老板怎么说。
My construction company reflects my values as a builder. I believe in doing honest work at a fair priceI invite clients to ask any questions they'd like and look carefully at projects I've worked on. I think of my business as an open book. I have absolutely nothing to hide.
我的建筑公司代表着我作为一个建筑商的价值观。我相信做生意要诚实，价格要公道。我欢迎我的客户提出任何问题，也欢迎他们审查我们以往的工程。我认为我的公司是一本打开的书，我没有任何东西需要隐瞒。
这样的商人才值得信赖。好，我们再听听上面那段话。
My construction company reflects my values as a builder. I believe in doing honest work at a fair price. I invite clients to ask any questions they'd like and look carefully at projects I've worked on.I think of my business as an open book. I have absolutely nothing to hide.
An open book 是打开的书。您觉得它的反义词会是什么呢？不难猜，那就是
A closed book.
对，一本合上的书，不知道它的内容当然很神秘了。一个公司不想让别人知道他们的情况，我们可以说这个公司是一个 closed book.形容一个人很神秘，也可以说这个人是 closed book。 这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
Mike, you're totally an open book.An open cookbook, that is.
At least my book has more than 2 pages in it.
Well, I go for quality over quantity. 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，还是发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。1, 2, 3，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。 十二集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。美语三级跳，
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目找工作单元的终极课程。Toby 正在找工作，他以前在大学书店的同事 Aaron 现在呢在一家电脑公司上班，所以 Toby 希望能利用这个关系看看 Aaron 能不能帮自己也在这个公司找个差事。
Today, Toby has brought his resume to give to Aaron. Do you think she will help him get a job at her company?
Toby 啊，可不是个勤快能干的人。我希望 Aaron 不要把这种人介绍进自己的公司呢。
Hey, Aaron, it's great to see you again. How's your new job?
Hi, Toby. It's really great. The work is really interesting. The salary is good, and the company has great benefits.
Wow. You know, I would really love to work at such a great company.
Well, I guess you can apply online if we have any positions open.
Actually, I was hoping you could recommend me directly. Here's my resume.
Toby 真狡猾，他假装啊问候 Aaron， 但实际上呢是要让 Aaron 帮忙找工作。哎，不过 Professor, benefits 这是什么意思呢？
Benefits are all the things that a company gives its employees besides money. For example, companies may offer benefits like health insurance and vacation time.
哦、benefits 就是福利。Aaron 让 Toby 上网去看看公司有没有 positions， 这是空闲职位的意思吗？
Exactly. For example, if you want to apply to a company, you could call and ask, are there any positions open right now?
Oh, you brought me your resume. Well, Toby, I remember that you had a very, how should I say...relaxed attitude toward work at the bookstore?
No way! I was a model worker. Maybe you just didn't notice.
Yes, because I was too busy helping customers.
Oh, please, Aaron, isn't there any way you can help me with this? I really need a job.
Well, let me look at your resume.
看来啊 ,Aaron 知道 Toby 上班时的差劲表现。不过他说得很委婉。他说 Toby 的工作态度很 relaxed.就是轻松懈怠。
Yes, she doesn't seem very excited about hiring Toby. But what does Toby say?
Toby 居然自称是 model worker, 模范雇员。
All right, Toby, your resume says you have great computer skills. Is that true?
Of course. I have extensive experience surfing the internet.
I see. But I'm not sure that is a real qualification.
Oh, really? Well, I have other important skills.For example, I'm really good at multitasking.
That's true. You're really good at surfing the internet and eating your lunch at the same time.
So, Winnie, what is the first skill that Toby says he has?
他说他有上网冲浪的 extensive experience, 丰富经验。不过 Aaron 说这算不上是真正的 qualification, 胜任工作的本事。本来嘛，会上网的人太多了。
That's right. When you apply for a job, a company will often ask you about your qualifications, and you might tell them that you are very qualified for the position.
不过 Professor Bowman, 什么是 multitasking?
Multitasking is doing more than one job at once. For example, if you can work on the computer while you are talking on the phone, you can say you are multitasking.
哦、所以说 multitasking 就是能同时干几件事。Aaron 开 Toby 的玩笑，说他确实能一边上网一边吃饭，这也算本事啊。
Oh, come on, Aaron. I would really appreciate it if you could do this for me.
All right, Toby. I'll give your resume to our human resources department. If they want to hire you, it's their decision.
Thanks, Aaron. I really appreciate your help.
No problem. In fact, I'll recommend you for a very important job.
Really? What's that?
My secretary. You can use your multitasking skills to do all my work while I surf the internet.
看来 Aaron 想收拾收拾 Toby. 他说啊，会把 Toby 的简历给人力资源部，但是推荐他做自己的秘书。
That's right. And what will Toby have to do as Aaron's secretary?
他说 ，Toby 当了自己的秘书以后，要把自己的活儿都包下来。哎，
这可真聪明呢。这次的美语赛